there something that you view as non-negotiable when you're looking for a new head coach?
Well, I think you want, yeah, I would say the one thing, I mean, there are a whole variety of things probably, but you certainly don't want somebody who I think would not represent the brand of Atlanta, the brand of our fans, our organization well, both on and off the field. I think that's, I think no matter how many wins we have, we don't want a head coach or anybody in this organization that doesn't represent our team the way our fans would expect us to do that. So that doesn't, that eliminates, I don't know who, probably not very many people, but, you know, that's, you know, that's at a minimum.
Mr. Blake,
yes, sir. Let me just, yeah. I'll get, yeah.
What do you take out of the previous times you've been through this process? Good, bad,
yeah.
Indifferent?
I think it's a really good question. In my opinion, it's just my opinion, I think it's less important as to whether the head coach is an offensive coordinator-minded coach or defensive. I think the attributes for a head coach start with being a great leader, having a clear vision, being able to articulate it, being able to motivate, and in every business, being able to hire the best people, in this case, coordinators, coaches, et cetera, give them clear direction. And this business does require creativity and flexibility, not only from year to year, from season to season, but from game to game and within the game. So somebody who has an adaptive mind, who can think around corners and think ahead in terms of what they may be facing.
You feel so, better equipped to determine that now than you did say years ago?
Yes, I would say so. Even I learned.